John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The song you are listening to is brand new, called What About Love? And I betcha you would never guess who this was if I just played it for you. And I'm going to tell you that it's Greg Raleigh, and he is on the phone right now. Hiya, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You doing good?
I'm doing great. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
I love what you just said. There's a lot of people. Neil Sean said, he goes, man, this is really different for you.
Well, Steve, my producer, played it for me, and that's exactly how he did it. He goes, guess who this is? And I said, there's no way on God's green earth I would ever pick this as a song by you.
Yeah, you ain't heard nothing yet.
When's the song What About Love, when is the album coming? Or is it out already? We don't have a copy yet, so.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No, it's out. It came out in, like, late October, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
It's just been getting around. That's why I'm still talking about
it. Having spent time with Ringo, you've been in the All-Star Band. Is this the peace and love that has rolled over from working with Ringo?
Yes, it is.
Really?
It's his mantra. For 7 years, I've been watching. It's what he does. It's who he is. My point is, I just made it a little stronger. More like, is anybody listening? The revolution with no solution hasn't worked in 2,000 years. Yeah, so we're just going to keep doing this? That's for James. Ringo's right.
How old were you when you were in Santana? Because wasn't Neil Schon like 14 years old and still in high school?
I was in college, and I was going to be an architect. And I'll tell you a short story about it. It's like I went to my dad's. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to stay out of Vietnam, and I want to go to college, and I want to do this band. He goes, you want to do the band, probably. And so give yourself 5 years, and if nothing works, you can go back to school. I said, wow, that's brilliant.
Well, that's an open-minded dad.
I did that and never went back. Then I told my son the same story when he was growing up, and he goes to his grandpa. He goes, you know, Dad told me this story that you told him, that just go do what you want to do and you can always go back to school. And my dad goes, I said that? I lived my whole life by it.
How did you end up meeting Carlos?
I'll try and shorten this because it's ridiculous, but I met him in a tomato patch.
Okay.
We're intrigued.
A friend of mine went and found him up in San Francisco and brought him down to Mountain View, and we jammed in this little farmhouse, and the police came. There was marijuana and yada yada. And I looked at Carlos, we got to get out of here. And actually, all I could see was his back, his elbows, and his butt. I went after him, and we hid out in this field till the police left. And it was a tomato patch. It was a tomato field. And that's where I met him.
Now, with all the hits that you had with Santana, and it's been a long time, does it bother you at all, or did it bother you ever, that everybody thinks that Carlos sings those songs when it was you?
It used to irritate me. It's like, did you ever see the band?
Right.
Carlos singing this song? No, it was all me.
Did you know Spanish when you joined the band, or with songs like Oye Como Va? Did you just kind of phonetically sing that song?
That got brought in either by Carlos or Michael Caraballo to do that song, and I just was going, what am I going to do with this? And then it turned out to be one of my favorites.
What does Oye Como Va mean?
Come and listen.
Oh, okay.
That's it? Really?
Really? All right.
Yeah, Oye Como Va, the whole thing is come and listen to my rhythm. It's good for your ear. That's pretty much it.
Now, did Neil leave the band before you, or did you both leave together? And how did Journey come about?
Santana broke up, kind of imploded. Too much too soon. We didn't treat each other well, but it was always based upon the music.
Uh-huh.
It was always, our arguments stemmed from that. And it just got kind of out of hand, and it was just time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting Journey, I got a call from Herbie Herbert and Neil Schon about, what are you doing? We're starting up this band. I was up in Seattle. So I said, okay. And within 2 weeks, we're writing material, and it started.
Wow.
And Journey was built, though. Santana was a phenomenon. journey was absolutely built. It was a lot of hard work.
Well, Greg Raleigh is our guest. His new album, Sonic Ranch, and this great new song, What About Love, is available wherever music is sold. Greg, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.